All right, let's dive into this.
Yeah, until.
One of history's most pivotal events, the Haitian Revolution. You sent over some excerpts from this documentary called The Haitian Revolution Documentary 2009, and it's from the channel The Blackest Panther.
Right.
And you know, it's fascinating how Haiti, often perceived as, you know, impoverished today, was once the wealthiest nation in the Americas.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
It's incredible.
But of course, all of that wealth came at a horrific cost, built on the backs of enslaved Africans working in absolutely brutal conditions. Saint-Domingue, as it was known then, was churning out sugar. I mean, it was the sugar capital of the world. And the documentary really doesn't shy away from the grim reality of how that sugar empire functioned.
Yeah, it's just wild to think about how this island operating on such a horrific system, you know, became the world's first black republic.
Right.
How did that even happen?
Well, the Haitian Revolution wasn't just about breaking chains. It was about smashing the entire institution of slavery. And, to understand this story, we really need to kind of pan back and look at what's unfolding across the Atlantic in France.
Okay, so the French Revolution, with its cries for, you know, liberty, equality, fraternity,
Right.
that definitely had a ripple effect on Saint-Domingue.
Oh, absolutely.
But how did those ideals actually play out
Yeah.
in a society that was built on this rigid racial hierarchy?
That's where it gets really interesting. You have white colonists who are clinging to power. You have mixed race individuals who are demanding equal rights. And you have enslaved Africans who are yearning for freedom. The documentary mentions a petition from the mixed race population to France's National Assembly, simply requesting citizenship rights. But, this seemingly basic request just ignited absolute fear in the white colonists.
Makes you think about how deeply entrenched those power structures were,
Oh,
where
absolutely.
even the slightest challenge
Yeah.
was perceived as a threat.
A threat to the entire system, yeah. And the simmering tension, it was about to boil over.
Oh, boy.
Enter Boukman Daddy, a voodoo priest who became a catalyst for the revolution.
Yeah, the documentary describes this incredible gathering that he led in
Yes.
August of 1791, almost like the first Haitian Congress,
It's remarkable.
where thousands of enslaved Africans united, ready to fight for their freedom.
And ready for a change.
And then, bam, the revolt explodes.
Yes.
Plantations are ablaze. The whole system is thrown into chaos.
And the sheer scale of this uprising is just mind-blowing. I mean, within days, the most profitable sugar plantations in the entire Western Hemisphere were reduced to ashes. The documentary really does a great job of conveying just the raw fury and desperation that fueled this fight for liberation. It's really powerful.
Absolutely. And this is where Toussaint Louverture enters the picture.
Yes.
The documentary portrays him as such a complex character, a former slave who himself owned plantations,
Hi.
initially hesitant to join the revolt. But then he takes this leap, becomes a central figure in the fight.
And what's so fascinating about Toussaint is his ability to straddle these seemingly contradictory positions. He understood both the European and the African perspectives, which gave him a unique strategic advantage. He even forged an alliance with Spain, who, remember, was at war with France at the time. Talk about playing the long game.
So Toussaint's playing this intricate chess game, trying to outmaneuver everyone.
Absolutely.
He even attempts to negotiate with the white colonists, offering a compromise that would grant some freedoms. But those colonists, consumed by their own fear and anger, completely reject his offer.
Well, they just weren't willing to give up any of their power. They saw any concession as a slippery slope towards losing everything.
And that rejection was a turning point.
It was.
It showed Toussaint and everyone else that true liberation wouldn't come from compromise.
No.
It would have to be fought for.
Absolutely.
And Toussaint was ready to fight.
He was ready.
And then things get even more complicated
Oh, yeah.
when France sends in Léger-Félicité Sonthonax, this radical thinker who firmly believed in racial equality.
Yeah, talk about throwing a wrench into the works. Sonthonax's arrival just adds a whole new layer to this story. He brings with him the ideals of the French Revolution, including the abolition of slavery. Not necessarily out of pure altruism, but as a way to weaken the British and Spanish, who are also vying for control of the colony.
Okay, so we've got Toussaint building his power, white colonists losing their minds, and now Sonthonax arrives with these radical ideas.
Yeah.
What a powder keg.
What a powder keg.
What happens next?
Oh boy, this is where things get really interesting. Sonthanax just shakes things up right away.
Yeah.
He forms this representational council that includes mixed-race citizens.
Wow.
And that just further infuriates the white colonists who are seeing their power slipping away.
Right. They're like, hey, what's going on?
Exactly.
Like a total power shift happening.
Total power shift.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Toussaint's continuing his rise, rallying formerly enslaved people to his cause.
Right.
And declaring a commitment to full emancipation.
So he's like not playing around.
Not playing around.
This is the real deal.
And this is where Toussaint really solidifies his position as the revolution's leader.
Yeah.
He's not just fighting for freedom, he's embodying it.
Right.
And with Spain kind of out of the picture now,
yeah,
he sets his sights on the British, who are still vying for control of the colony.
Oh, so they're still in the mix.
Oh, yeah, they're still there.
Okay.
They want that sugar.
Right.
They want that wealth.
It's a valuable island.
Very valuable.
Yeah.
And here's where Toussaint's strategic genius really shines.
Okay.
He manages to outmaneuver and defeat the British.
Wow.
Further solidifying his control over Saint-Domingue.
He's like a master strategist.
He is.
Yeah.
The documentary highlights how he was constantly adapting his tactics.
Right.
Forming and breaking alliances to stay one step ahead.
So smart.
It's really remarkable.
It is.
And, you know, it's a testament to his understanding of both military strategy.
Yeah.
And the complex political landscape. Mm-hmm. He knew that to achieve true victory, he had to be flexible and decisive.
Couldn't just stay in one lane.
Absolutely not.
Had to be adaptable.
Had to read the situation, understand the players,
yeah,
and make the right moves at the right time.
Okay, so back in France, though, things are getting a little messy.
Oh, yeah.
The Reign of Terror sees the execution of King Louis VI.
Right.
And a new figure emerges from the chaos, Napoleon Bonaparte.
And this shift in power back in France, it has a direct impact on Saint-Domingue.
Okay.
You see, while the French National Assembly had abolished slavery,
right,
Napoleon harbored ambitions of restoring it in the colonies.
Oh, wow. So that's a problem.
It's a big problem.
Yeah.
And this sets the stage for a clash of ideologies.
Okay.
Toussaint's vision of a free Saint-Domingue versus Napoleon's desire for colonial control and the reestablishment of slavery.
So it's like freedom versus control.
Exactly. And this is where the story takes a really incredible turn.
Okay.
The documentary mentions this multiracial delegation from Saint-Domingue.
Yeah.
Sent by Sonthanax that travels to France.
Wow. All the way.
All the way to France.
Okay.
And successfully lobbies the National Assembly to formally free all slaves in the French colonies.
That's huge.
It's monumental.
Wow.
Imagine that journey.
Yeah.
This delegation risking everything, crossing the Atlantic,
yeah,
and manages to sway the most powerful legislative body in France.
That's incredible.
It really is.
Wow.
And it's a moment that showcases the power of persuasion,
yeah,
and the importance of having a seat at the table.
Right, like your voice matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your voice can make a difference.
It's a victory that resonates through history.
It does.
But sadly, it's short-lived.
Sadly, it is.
Toussaint, recognizing the threat that Napoleon poses,
right,
takes a bold step.
Yeah.
He drafts his own constitution for Saint-Domingue.
And this constitution was groundbreaking. It declared that slavery would never exist in Saint-Domingue.
Wow.
And was the first in history to prohibit discrimination based on skin color.
So this is like radical for the time.
Talk about a radical vision of equality decades ahead of its time.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is.
But there's a catch, right?
Well, there's always a catch, right?
Yeah.
The documentary mentions that this constitution also made Toussaint governor for life.
Right.
With the power to choose his successor.
So some might see this as a move toward authoritarianism.
It's a complex issue.
Yeah.
On the one hand, Toussaint was fighting for liberation.
Right.
And establishing these principles of equality.
Right.
But on the other hand, he was consolidating power. Potentially silencing dissent.
Right. It's like the age-old question.
It is.
Does the end justify the means?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it raises these questions about the delicate balance between freedom and control.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
It's a really tough one.
And of course, Napoleon was furious.
Oh, yeah. He was not happy.
He saw Toussaint's actions as a direct challenge to his authority.
Absolutely.
A slap in the face to his imperial ambitions.
To his vision of how things should be.
Right.
He was not going to let this stand.
Yeah. So in 1802, he dispatches a massive expeditionary force led by his brother-in-law, General Charles Leclerc.
Right.
With orders to restore French control and, crucially, reestablish slavery.
And this is where things take a truly tragic turn.
Okay.
Napoleon, driven by his own ambitions
right.
and influenced by pro-slavery voices in France.
Oh, wow. So even back in France, there's pushback against this freedom movement.
There's still a lot of people who are benefiting from the system of slavery.
Wow. Okay.
And they don't want to see it go away.
So they're influencing Napoleon.
They are.
Okay.
They're whispering in his ear.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how this story is kind of global.
It is.
Yeah.
It has tentacles that reach across the world.
Okay.
And what's truly chilling is that Napoleon even receives support from the United States, mm-hmm. where President Thomas Jefferson feared the spread of slave revolts.
So they're like, no, we don't want this spreading.
No, this is dangerous.
It's like dominoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it shows just how deeply entrenched the system of slavery was at that time.
Yeah, it's wild.
It really is.
Okay, so Toussaint finds himself facing this massive French invasion force.
Right.
But he doesn't back down. He utilizes his knowledge of the terrain.
He's a smart guy.
And employs guerrilla warfare tactics.
Yeah, hit and run.
Holding out against the French for months.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
Toussaint's resilience and military acumen are on full display here.
Right.
He knew he couldn't win in a conventional war.
Right.
So he adapted, he harassed the enemy, he disrupted their supply lines.
Yeah.
He used the island itself as a weapon.
That's incredible.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But then comes the ultimate betrayal.
Oh, no?
Toussaint is lured into a meeting with Leclerc under false pretenses and arrested.
What?
He's deported to France, where he dies in a cold, damp prison cell in 1803.
Oh, my gosh. That's just heartbreaking.
It's a devastating blow to the revolution.
Yeah.
He had become the embodiment of the fight for freedom.
Right.
And his demise, far from the land he loved and fought for.
Yeah.
It's a stark reminder of the human cost of revolution.
Yeah. It's like, what was it all for?
Exactly.
But even with Toussaint gone.
Yes.
The spirit of the revolution was far from extinguished.
It wasn't over yet.
Yeah. This is where Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Toussaint's lieutenant, steps into the spotlight, ready to lead the final push for independence.
And Dessalines was a different kind of leader.
Okay.
Known for his ruthlessness.
Right.
He was absolutely committed to the complete liberation of his people.
Yeah.
He understood the depths of the brutality they had endured.
Right.
And he was prepared to meet it with force.
And that's where the scorched earth policy comes in.
That's where it comes in.
The documentary doesn't hold back in describing Dessalines' brutal tactics.
No, it isn't.
Burning plantations. Destroying crops. Leaving nothing for the enemy to exploit.
It was a drastic measure.
Yeah.
But Dessalines believed it was necessary to achieve victory.
Right.
This scorched earth policy aimed to cripple the French.
Yeah.
Making the cost of occupation too high to bear.
And in a truly momentous turn of events, in 1803.
Yes.
Dessalines achieves what once seemed impossible.
He does.
He drives the French out of Saint-Domingue and proclaims the birth of a new nation, Haiti. The world's first independent black republic.
It's a triumph against all odds.
It is.
It's a testament to the unwavering spirit of those who fought for their freedom.
Right.
The Haitian Revolution stands as a beacon of hope.
Yeah.
A symbol of resistance against oppression.
Right. But it also raises questions about the legacy of this hard-won victory.
That's right.
Haiti's story, even after independence,
right.
is complex and challenging.
It is.
It's a reminder that achieving freedom is only the first step in a long and arduous journey.
Yes.
Towards building a just and equitable society.
It doesn't end there.
Yeah. It's just the beginning.
It's the beginning.
Yeah. It really makes you think about the price of freedom. Toussaint died in that French prison, never seeing the independent Haiti he dedicated his life to creating. It's heavy stuff. Right. What are your thoughts on that, listener? Was that cost of freedom worth it?
It's the question that lingers, isn't it? The Haitian Revolution forced the world to confront the horrors of slavery and the hypocrisy of those who profited from it. It's a question that echoes through history, reminding us that freedom is rarely achieved without sacrifice.
And then there's the whole issue of Haiti's legacy. Despite this incredible victory, the nation has faced so many challenges in the centuries since independence. Poverty, political instability, natural disasters. It's been a tough road.
The legacy of the Haitian Revolution is definitely complex. It inspired hope and resistance for enslaved people across the Americas, but it also triggered fear and backlash from those in power. The fact that Haiti was forced to pay reparations to France for its own freedom speaks volumes about the power dynamics at play.
It's a sobering reminder that achieving independence is just the first step. Building a just and equitable society, that's a constant struggle.
Absolutely. And it highlights the importance of understanding history from multiple perspectives. The Haitian Revolution is often told from a Eurocentric viewpoint, but it's essential to center the experiences and perspectives of those who fought for their freedom.
You know, it's amazing how much we've unpacked just from this one documentary. It's like opening a door to a whole world of questions and deeper understanding.
That's the power of a deep dive. It challenges us to look beyond the surface and grapple with the complexities of history.
So what does this all mean for us today? What lessons can we take from the Haitian Revolution and apply to the challenges we face in our own time?
Well, the Haitian Revolution reminds us that the fight for freedom and equality is never truly over. It teaches us about the power of collective action, the importance of challenging unjust systems, and the enduring strength of the human spirit. It compels us to confront our own biases and work towards a more just and equitable world for everyone.
It's also a reminder that history isn't just a collection of dates and names. It's a living tapestry woven with stories of struggle, resilience, and hope. It's up to us to learn from those stories, to honor the sacrifices made, and to continue the fight for a better future.
The Haitian Revolution might be a distant event, but it still speaks to us across time. It whispers of courage, resistance, and the boundless potential of the human spirit. It's a story that deserves to be told, retold, and remembered. And in many ways, it's a story that's still being written today.
That's a powerful thought to leave our listeners with. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Haitian Revolution. It's a story that will stay with me, and I hope it stays with you too. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.